This is KBOO Portland.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at kboo.fm.
Andy Whoa Whoa looks a scream. Have him on my whoa. Andy Whoa Whoa, silver screen. Can't tell them apart at all.
Hi, you are listening to KBOO Portland. This week's Art Focus is by guest host Kristen Derryberry. We are talking to the curators of the Congress Yard Project, and they have a show coming up that is on display, Embeing Bodies, and they have upcoming projects that are happening throughout the summer as well. So get in touch with them on their Instagram, Congress Yard Projects on Instagram, and you can email them at any time. Before we get started today on our interview, I'm going to do a quick introduction to talk about the show that we'll be discussing. And if you are interested in seeing the show, it is available for viewing on Congress Yard Projects on Instagram. This current show is called Embeing Bodies, with featured artists Onyx Andra, Francesca Bilehearts, Zeph Fishlin, and Vo. The curators are Mac McFarland and Arianda Jacobs. Months of isolation have given way to thousands demonstrating shoulder to shoulder. After this time of limits on our sharing of physical presence, how do we relate to each other as embodied beings? Our bodies themselves, and certainly our relationship to our bodies, have always been politicized social sculptures, engendered, racialized, and enculturated forms through the forces of our stories, laws, language, media, desire, relationships, touch, and technology. We must face the stark reality that we have very different chances of survival depending on the way our culture and our state perceives our body. Now, as we begin to reemerge from physical distancing, facing each other and the realities of white supremacy, we have the chance to look anew at how our bodies form and inform each other. Embeing Bodies shares the work from four artists, Onyx, Francesca, Zeph, and Vo, who are expanding the meaning of an artwork's relationship to the body of a viewer. Some of this work was created before the onset of COVID-19, while other works were made in response to the global pandemic's impacts upon our lives. In both cases, the artwork invite and question unscreened touch, once so common, yet today unpracticed and strange. The work both rejects telesomatic experience and also reflect upon the ubiquity of our virtual self-presentation. These artists are broadening the conversation begun through the epic efforts of non-conforming feminists, non-white, queer artists and writers who for ages have labored to have their experiences and presence recognized and enriched in our civic society. Sincerely, Congress Yard Projects. Onyx Andra has Acts of Intimacy is a silent video in which you can come and sit on the hand-dyed ottomans and enjoy the performers wear hand-dyed silk chiffon and other garments as they interact with one another. Francesca, individual, the peels of many tangerines, sewn back together and hung on threads of canvas, some sealed in white paint and some were not. You can walk through this piece and it moves with you. What does it mean to be part of a collective body is one of the questions Francesca was asking. Zeph Fishlin made a custom screen printed hanky company mini user manual, and this project draws on the queer cruising hanky code, among other things. And then Vo has their work featured Community Loom, Spring Bunion, and Hall Runner. In early May, Vo posted an image of this Hall Runner hanging and offered to weave a blanket or hanging for folks who felt isolated and needed physical comfort, and who found soft textiles soothing or healing in some way. Since then, 8 items have been woven and sent to many other places around the world, and also Porch Dropped off in Portland. Some of the questions that this exhibition is asking: how do we consider safety and comfort, pain and risk in our different racialized, politicized, and gender bodies within some pervasively white supremacist culture? And then, how is our identity created in relation or opposition to the body we became conscious within? How do we come back together? How do I hold and hold back this urge in my body to touch yours? What do we feel on our skin, in our gut, in relation to other bodies' presence? So, hi. Thank you.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on. So, I would just like to talk about, I kind of already have an idea of where, of why this project came about, but I would just like for you guys to explain the origin story, I guess, of what this project means and why start it.
So just to be clear, this is a gallery in our backyard in North Portland, and that's the idea, is like, in a time of physical distancing, how do we still gather for cultural life, and especially sharing art as a really important part of both Mac and my cultural life and professional life? So,
yeah. And I mean, the origins really come about on a warm March day during early parts of the quarantine, and Ralph Puget had reached out. Ralph is an artist in town and is also a professor at Portland State University within the MFA program in studio art. And Ralph and his students had invited me to come participate in one of their Zoom conversations. And so I was talking to Ralph on the phone and sitting in the backyard and just really started thinking about these groups of students. As the curator for Pacific Northwest College of Art, and Ariana, who's involved at Portland State within the social practice program and within the adjunct faculty union, we just were really thinking about these students a lot. The students who are graduating this year, not just from our institutions, but from Portland State, from Reed, and from Lewis and Clark. And I had the idea, like, oh, we could invite students to come do things in our backyard, because we have a very large backyard. It's kind of a double lot. Some of these North Portland neighborhoods probably used to have alleyways, and now the alleyways are just part of our yard. So, and at first it seemed very simple, invite some people to do things, but then I started getting a little shy about it because I was a little worried about having enough to offer. We don't really have a lot of infrastructure, you know, we don't have gallery walls, we have fences with lots of plants growing around them. We don't have a lot of pedestals and things, but Ariana was really actually very encouraging and really pushing and like, let's do this, I'll totally help you. And so, yeah, we just sort of started reaching out to all of the MFA students who are graduating this year.
And also BFA and BA students. Anyone, at this point, it's anyone from Portland area schools who's graduating from an art program this season is welcome to be considered for an exhibition. And then we've also started reaching out to other people, other faculty that we know, friends that we know at other schools in the Pacific Northwest. So there's like a, we've had one show so far, and then we're doing another one this weekend, and we intend to continue having this series of shows that we're calling Stepping Out, which is like shows with people who are graduating this year as a way of trying to make there be a gathering around their work, their graduate work.
Yeah, since the graduate students this year, their project, thesis projects are put on hold until the time allows us to kind of come back together as a group. And that was also kind of on the forefront of your mind, if I think about this, like, you're thinking about the students and ways you can bring the community together.
Yeah.
Around their work, because we don't get to do that now. So.
Right.
Right.
And it was really amazing. The first show, we had artists from 3 different institutions all making work around similar themes, and the experience of having them get to come together and talk to each other across the conceptual frameworks that they were working with at PNCA and at Reed and Lewis and Clark. It was just, it was like a, like actually that kind of exciting moment of new relationship and crystallizing shared ideas together. And that it felt really special to be able to be a part of creating a moment like that with the artists, and then also with our community and their communities around them. So
that's really awesome, just because it's such a sad moment in graduating. I'm not graduating this year, but a lot of my friends are, and it was so disappointing to be like, oh, your thesis is put on hold. And this is a way for some faculty members can even hop on too, but it's a way of not missing out on those moments. And you're able to provide that space to still have those special moments in art and sharing ideas and coming together as a community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And part of this also, like there's something, we are losing a lot in this moment, but we're also gaining new possibilities. And I feel like this is one way of experimenting with the idea of really informal cultural spaces. And that was something that was more a part of my life in the 1990s, where people would just like make their own music venues, make their own galleries in their homes. And I feel like as Portland as a city has become more and more expensive, it's been harder and harder for us to maintain sort of like an informal cultural life, although that's still always like in the DNA of Portland's arts culture. We were thinking back when we were thinking about talking with you, we were thinking about some of the awesome informal spaces that have taken place, that people have brought to life over different generations of the Portland art scene, and just like really like loving those and feeling like we're building on that DIY history, like spaces like Appendix and Car Hole, Rocks Box, False Front, although False Front is like a little bit more formalized, but still it's that idea of like a home and gallery together in order to make something possible that wouldn't be otherwise.
And then things that are existing today, like Woman's House, Boathouse Micro Cinema, and then a new project that's coming up too, Rubis Discover Project, which is also part of a house.
Yeah, and there's S1 too. I don't know if they're still functioning, but it's, yeah.
They're still functioning, and they have nonprofit status at this point. So they went from being an informal space to being a formal space, which is also a trajectory that a lot of Portland arts organizations have taken. So,
Yeah, awesome.
We're not thinking about it in that we're not trying to do this in order to make something that's more formal. We're really just feeling like in this moment, there needs to be some way. And being outside together is like a safe way in the time of COVID to be together. And that, so it becomes an avenue, like a new way of experimenting with cultural life together. So
mm-hmm. Exactly. I would like to talk about the show that's coming up. Right. And the artist or the artists that you're choosing for the show and its theme. I only know of Vo when I looked over the list. I know Vo is going to be in the show. Anyways, if you want to talk about the themes and how you went about putting together these shows and how you choose the artists who make certain things, and visually, how do you curate the space? That's one question, but
maybe I'll start with how like we started with the curation of this exhibition and the one prior and the ones coming up, and then I'll let you talk about this exhibition. It really like through this sort of invitation process and people replying and just starting with a conversation with them over Zoom or inviting people over to see the space, and then just kind of taking notes and thinking we knew we wanted to put together exhibitions around ideas, mm-hmm. And around questions. And so there was an important part of that too. I mean, we also just got very lucky. I'm a firm believer in luck. And for the first exhibition, there were three people in three different institutions who were all working around similar ideas around the Anthropocene and the ideas of nature and culture. And so it was just so great to be able to have that. And they were all ready with work. And it was just very, that one came together very naturally. And then I think the second one also came about also just as naturally. There was folks who were already, who we were having conversations with, where the work just started to fit together. And then one of the artists, Onyx Andrea, wasn't someone who had reached out to us, but whose work I was familiar with from the online galleries at PNCA. And their work just resonated so well with the exhibition that we reached out to them.
Mm-hmm. So the thematics that we're working with for the show that's opening on Friday and then running Saturday and Sunday is around embodiment, touch, and sort of questions around the experience of distance and proximity in this moment. And most of the work was made prior to quarantine times. Some of the work was made in response to the quarantine experience. But just, there's also a lot of thinking about how society shapes our experience of gender, of race, of being a body, and it, that topic now also feels pressingly meaningful in another way with all of the like wonderful uprising that is happening around like standing up for Black life and protecting Black bodies from police violence. So that the show doesn't directly address that, but I feel like thinking about the way our bodies are impacted, our different bodies are impacted differently by our social systems, is thematics that matter to the artists in the show. And many of the artists in the show are also out at, like, protesting in the street. And I feel like that's one of the things that is important to me in this moment, is that it's not a question of art or activism. It's a question of both mm-hmm. art and activism. So...
yeah, I know, Ariana, you have done a lot of art activism, so that's really exciting that you're able to kind of bring together the show in such a moment of right now, too, and bring in some artists that are freshly graduated and to talk about these things. I feel like it's all just, we're all coming together at the same time, realizing same things, similar things, and that's very exciting, and I think art can just further those things and create more of an imagination of what the future can be. And mm-hmm. blending art and activism is, I think, kind of one of the functions of art and why art is so important, is like this embedded activism that happens within mm-hmm. pieces. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say, like, I wouldn't describe the work in this show as activist work. I actually think that it's a pretty meditative show, but I think that it is one of the ways that we process political content is through like a meditative, reflective, inventive, artistic manner. And another way that we process it is through like direct action and like legal and political activism. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, they work together very succinctly.
Yeah.
Hi, you are listening to KBOO Portland. Today we are talking with Congress Yard Projects, the curators Mac McFarland, Ariana Jacob, and I am your guest this week, Kristen Derryberry. And you can go on to their Instagram, Congress Yard Projects, and click on their bio and sign up and see on the upcoming shows that are happening throughout the summer. We are currently talking about the show Embodying Bodies, and so we're going to continue that conversation. I also wanted to talk about, we kind of touched on some themes that we've already happened, that the previous show happened and this week. Do you have any future ideas on themes and who's participating, or if you want to talk about it, unless you want it to be a secret. No. You can loosely explain. I was just curious if you're just winging it or you're planning like really far ahead, because I feel like in COVID we're all just kind of winging it, so wasn't sure if it's you're being very thoughtful or just whatever happens.
Well, it's really coming out of the artist's work, so that's the themes are not, we're not planning in advance, it's coming mostly out of what we're seeing in artist's work. But I'll let Mac talk about some of the show ideas that we have that have come out of our conversations with people.
The exhibition that'll take place after this one sometime the end of June or early July will really be about people responding to the space, some more site responsive or site specific works that will be created in response to the space. So the artworks will be installed in such a way. So one of those artists, Sarah Peters, thank you. When Sarah saw, when we had our meeting with Sarah and we were showing her pictures of the yard, she was like, oh my God, what is that like dirt circle in the yard? And it was this dirt circle made from a spool table that we had sitting there for several years, since 2013, that finally collapsed. And she was like, oh my God, I wanna make something with that, like in that shape, in that location. And then similarly, Sean Chamberlain, another PNCA student, had reached out expressing interest and really had this fascinating idea about creating a video that would seem like they were in the yard, even though it would be a green screened experience. And so the next exhibition will really be about that kind of process of the way people work that way. And then we have another exhibition we're sort of toying with around people responding to their homes. So there's a couple of different artists who have graduated this year whose projects are reflecting where they're from. And so we're thinking about that as another themed exhibition.
And less the domestic space of home and more like the political, cultural conditions of home places, and sort of the legacy, the complicated legacies that those leave us with. So,
and then we have somebody actually who's helping us with the exhibitions, Misha
Davyadov,
who is a Lewis and Clark undergraduate student who hasn't finished yet. They're just around for the summer because they couldn't go back home, and they've been amazingly at a huge part of this process. And so they'll be curating an exhibition as well that won't be a part of the stepping out necessarily, but they'll be curating an exhibition back in the space. And I also just like to mention that we have another exhibition happening in our front lawn, as well as different locations around the Piedmont neighborhood in which
where we live.
And that's from the Five Oaks Museum. And that exhibition is called This Is Kalliopuola Land, but was curated by Steph Littleberg Vogel. That is really this kind of unsettling or decolonized take of the Five Oaks Museum, formerly known as the Washington County Museum. And the two co-directors of that museum, Matt Andretti and Molly Alloy, invited Steph to come in and really do this kind of read of the museum space. And it's this really powerful exhibition that opened shortly before everything was shut down. And so they've converted the exhibition into lawn signs. And so we currently have, I think, four in our front lawn. And then there are other signs around our neighborhood that we've placed in other artists' homes.
But we are also just one of many sites. They did this ingenious thing where they transformed all of the artworks from the show into lawn signs and then offered them out to multiple, like it's a public offering basically. You can sign up to be a host site for their exhibition, for their museum exhibition. So that's like a lovely extra thing that Congress Yard Projects also gets to be a museum exhibition in the moment, so.
Yeah, that is really cool actually. Just artists in general are really good at problem solving and thinking on our feet. And so is that going on right now? So when you go to the shows, you see, you're able to see the signs in your yard? Okay.
Yeah. We have four of the 10 lawn signs in our yard, and then around the Piedmont neighborhood are the other six, because it's a 10 sign show.
So, like a treasure hunt.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I also, before I let you guys go, I wanted to be clear on how people can get involved and how they can attend your shows, and what are the, I don't know, protocols on going to the show, and what that's like and what to expect.
Great. Thanks for thinking about that, because I wanted to just make sure that was clear. So the show is viewing by RSVP only, and that's so that we can make sure that the number of people in the yard allows for physical distancing. So on our website, which is linked to our Instagram, which is Congress Yard Projects, there is an RSVP, and then you can choose the times that work for you, and they're reserved in half an hour chunks, basically. And then if you feel like you would only actually feel comfortable coming if you could be there by yourself, there's also the opportunity to sign up for a solo viewing session. And if you were to come in, if you were to choose the general viewing session, we just ask that people bring masks, and there will be a limit of 8 people at maximum in the yard, which in our yard allows for at least 10 feet around everyone. So that's the protocols.
Mm-hmm. And it is rain or shine, right?
Yeah, although it's sort of modified in the rain. but yeah, we have been making it work.
Yeah, I read that on your guys' profile that it's rain or shine. And in Portland, that's kind of great, because if you relied on the rain, you would never get anything done.
Right.
Thank you guys so much. It was
thank
a lot
you.
Of fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Super nice.
Yeah.
Like to take a cement fix, be a standing cinema. Dress my friends up just for show, see them as they really are. Put the people in my brain, 2 new pens to have a go. I'd like to be a gallery, put you all inside my show. Andy Warhol looks a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all. Andy walking, Andy tired, Andy take a little snooze. Tie him up when he fast asleep, send him on a pleasant cruise. When you wake up on the sea, be sure to think of me and you. To think about paint and to think about glue, what a jolly boring thing to do. Andy Warhol, let's just scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all. Andy Warhol, looks a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all. We'll be right back.
escuchando KBOO Portland. Bienvenidos a un breve informativo en su estación comunitaria KBOO 90.7 FM. Esta es una sección especial en español en respuesta a la emergencia